This is Serenade Radio with the best in easy listening. Now here's Mark Stein with Stein's Song of the Week.
Tell you what, just for a change, let's have a Malagasy song. Well, actually, that's not quite the kind of Malagasy song I had in mind. How about this?
Don't want to walk with all by myself. Don't want to talk with, I'm happy on the show. Been misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
For you.
And you.
And you.
I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. Been misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Like Jackie Horner in the corner. Don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about 8, me and the radio. Misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
Ah, does it get any more Malagasy than Kenny Ball and his Jazzmen? Our story begins with John L. Waller, a freed slave who became a newspaper publisher in Kansas, and then the first black member of the Electoral College. That's the body that formally casts each state's votes for the American president. In 1891, Benjamin Harrison appointed Mr. Waller U.S. consul to the court of Queen Ranavalona III of Madagascar. That's an island, the fourth largest in the world, in the Indian Ocean off the east coast of Africa. If you know your Queen Ranavalonas, you'll know that Ranavalona III is not to be confused with the Ranavalona I, so vividly depicted in George MacDonald Fraser's novel Flashman's Lady, whose male protagonist gets rather closer to Her Majesty than is advisable. He would have done better to adopt the credo, ain't misbehaving. John L. Waller didn't get quite that close to Ranavalona III, in part because the Kingdom of Madagascar didn't observe the same constitutional separation between the monarch and the head of government as the Westminster system does. In the Malagasy system, the fellow who becomes prime minister has to marry the queen. But John L. Waller got as close to Her Majesty as you can get without becoming PM. She gave him 150,000 acres to be called Waller Land and intended as, quote, a colony for American Negroes where they could live free of racism. And his 15-year-old daughter, Jenny, married the Queen's nephew, Prince Henri. And then the French showed up and wrecked it all. Queen Ranavalona III was overthrown, John L. Waller had his land confiscated and was convicted by a French military tribunal at Tamatave, manacled hand and foot and shipped to serve 20 years in jail in Marseille. His daughter, the teenage Princess Henri, was very pregnant, and her husband, the prince, hastily spirited his wife off the island shortly before His Royal Highness, a graduate of the École Militaire in Paris, was himself killed by French troops. And so John L. Waller's grandson was born not in Madagascar, but in Washington, D.C. on December 16, 1895, 9 days before Christmas and 11 days before his mother's 16th birthday. And by now you're probably leaping way ahead. So John L. Waller's grandson grew up to become Fats Waller.
No one to talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf.
Hey, Mr. Haven, saving all my love for you.
You fine rascal, you.
I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. Hey, misbehaving, saving all my love for you, just you. Like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere.
What do I care? Your kisses, my dear, are worthwhile waiting for. Believe me, dear.
Don't stay out late, ain't got no place to go. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. Hey, misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
Ah, but no, Fats Waller is not John L. Waller's grandson. In fact, they're entirely unrelated. Instead, John L. Waller's grandson grew up to become Fats Waller's lyricist, the Malagasy royal duke who, thanks to French imperialism, was raised by a single mom in the tenements of Harlem.
Sweet apples of pink buttermilk, look what's going on here. Come out of there, you rascal, you.
Easy, isn't it, Johnson? Take me, darling, take me to heaven.
No one to talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. And misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
You better save your complexion for me.
I know for certain the one I love.
You do?
I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of.
Hey.
And misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Oh, pat me on my back and
like
call me shorty.
Like Jackie Horner. In the corner, don't go nowhere.
Really?
What do I care?
You
your kisses are worth waiting for.
Oh, that's so nice of you, baby.
I don't stay out late and I don't care to go. I'm
me.
Home about eight, me and my radio.
Well, I'll drop around this evening.
And misbehaving, saving all my love for
well,
you.
Come here so I can tell you something, baby.
Like that corner, in a corner, don't go nowhere.
I don't care.
Your kiss is always waiting for. Believe me.
Oh, but I don't stay out late. I don't care.
That's
no.
Fine.
I'm home about 8. Me and my radio.
Well, all right.
And misbehaving, saving my love for you.
I'm saving my love, baby. Saving all my love for you. Yeah.
Fats Waller and the gal he's saving all his love for, Myra Johnson. Music by Fats Waller, lyrics by a Malagasy prince, and one of the best ever matches of words and music in popular song. That's what a song is. Ira Gershwin used to cite the Encyclopaedia Britannica definition. Song is the joint art of words and music. Two arts under emotional pressure coalescing into a third. But they rarely coalesce as indestructibly as they do there. Just brilliant writing on the part of both composer and lyricist. Were it not for the vicissitudes of geopolitics, the lyricist would likely never have written lyrics at all. La Princesse Henri gave her son a Malagasy name befitting a prince and royal duke, Andrea Manantena. But there would be no restoration of the royal house in Madagascar, and by the age of 16, Duke Andrea Manantena was working as an elevator boy. But at a Tin Pan Alley publishing house. At 17, he landed his first song on Broadway. By the teens and 20s, there was a lively cadre of black songwriters working on the fringes of the music business, but Razaf's exotic autobiography stood out. He was, to coin a phrase, the artist formerly known as Prince. As the Brooklyn Daily Times reported with a somewhat cavalier attitude to factual accuracy, crooning grandnephew of Madagascar Queen possesses exciting historical background. Because Duke Andre Paul Razef Kary, grandnephew of Ranavalona III, late Queen of Madagascar, has chosen song plugging as his career, his mother, the Duchess Christian, has refused to have anything to do with him. It is not generally known that crooning Andy, singing over WCGU every evening, is none other than the Duke himself. The fall of a kingdom, the fleeing of a royal family, or the capturing thereof, which is oft times described in dramatic fashion upon our silver screens, all make up the real life of Andy. Andy recently wrote a song, Dusky Stevedore, and highly elated over his new number, he purchased a radio set for the Duchess and asked her to tune in.
He's just a stevedore down on that swanny shore, working and singing a song. His dusky brow is wet, he doesn't mind the sweat, a scuffling all the day long. See his ragtime shuffling gait, happy 'cause he's a handling freight. The levee's heaven for the dusky stevedore, working and singing a song.
Dusky Stevedore is basically a jolly version of what Kern and Hammerstein would treat later, rather more darkly, in Old Man River. In those early days, Andy Razef wrote a lot of hypersexual lyrics for raunchy black shantuzis, among them the song that defines the entire genre, My Handyman, and then My Handyman Ain't Handy No More. But don't worry, my butcher's meat keeps going up. And there's always My Man O' War, which, given that his family's life was ruined by a French man o' war, you're surprised he was able to find so glibly metaphorical. Speaking of the price of meat, in 1929, the Immerman brothers, a couple of butchers turned impresarios, hired Andy Razef and Fats Waller to write songs for Connie's Hot Chocolates, an all-black review that would play on Broadway every evening with a repeat performance after midnight in Harlem. By this time, Fats was Andy's regular songwriting partner. He was also a performer, and one very larger than life. That can sometimes be tough for the other half of the team. In fact, Andy Razef was a pleasant singer himself, and interestingly, when they did demos for producers, Andy would sing the song and Fats would accompany him, presumably so it didn't sound too much like a song just for Fats Waller.
A new song by Andy Razef and Thomas Waller, entitled Lost Love. Is this my sentence, a life of repentance, for breaking a heart that was true? So melancholy, because of my folly, a voice in my soul cries for you. Lost love, where can you be? Lost love, come back to me.
Andy Razef, accompanied by Thomas Fats Waller. How they created their most enduring song depends on whose version of events you believe. Fats was famously feckless and impecunious even at his peak. Asked in school what his dad did, his son replied, he drinks gin. In between, he composed and sang and played brilliantly, but then the gin and multiple other addictions would catch his eye yet again. Ain't Misbehavin' he liked to call the Alimony Jail Song. As Waller told it, at the time he wrote the tune, he was incarcerated in said facility, owing $250 to his ex. He had his lawyer bring him a miniature piano and spent 2 days in his cell writing. His attorney then sold the song to a publisher for $250, enabling Fats to pay off the back alimony and get out of the jailhouse. Andy Razaf's account of the song's origin is more prosaic. It was created not in jail, but in Fats' apartment on 133rd Street in Harlem. During rehearsals for Hot Chocolates, Andy swung by his partner's place just before midday and found Fats pounding the piano. It was, recalled Andy, a marvellous strain which was complicated in the middle. I stringed it out with the no one to talk with all by myself phrase, which led to the phrase Ain't Misbehaving, which I knew was the title. 45 minutes later, they'd finished the song, Waller got dressed, and the boys headed to the Hudson Theatre for rehearsals. On their way down Broadway to 44th Street, clutching the manuscript, the writers found themselves on the receiving end of a city pigeon who flew overhead and scored a direct hit on the song sheet. That's good luck, reckon Fats, but I'm sure glad elephants ain't flying. At the Hudson, they scraped the sheet clean and passed it to Harry Brooks, who arranged the tune and wound up with a co-composer credit. The lyricist's biographer, Barry Singer, calls Ain't Misbehaving, quote, Andy Razaf's lyric retort to all those endless bawdy blues variations about handymen he'd been forced to compose since the onset of the 20s. Unlike the lady on the receiving end of My Man O' War, this young miss is positively demure.
Though it's a fickle age, with flirting all the rage, here is one bird with self-control, happy inside my cage. I know who I love best, thumbs down on all the rest. My love was given heart and soul, so it can stand the test. No one to walk with, all by myself. No one to talk with, but I'm happy on a shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go home. I'm home about 8, just me and my rage. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving all my love for you, you.
In the wake of Hot Chocolates, Ain't Misbehaving was a hit not just for Fats Waller and Ruth Etting, but Gene Austin and Paul Whiteman too. And in the years that followed, it was picked up by everyone from Billie Holiday to Hank Williams Jr., Frankie Lane to the Brigham Young University Young Ambassadors. And it wasn't the only big standard to emerge from the now-forgotten Hot Chocolates. Fats and Andy also gave us this.
Have no use for other sweets of any kind since the day you came around. From From the start, I instantly made up my mind. Sweeter sweetness can't be found. You're so sweet, can't be beat. Nothing sweeter ever stood on feet. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. And when you passing by, flowers droop and sigh. I know the reason why. You much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Cause you confection, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose.
Ain't misbehaving, honeysuckle rose, but some songs in Hot Chocolates were written to order, indeed at gunpoint. One afternoon, Dutch Schultz, the mobster and a big backer of the production, came up to Razaf during rehearsals and said the show was pretty good so far, but he'd had a great idea for a song that would make it a surefire smash. A dark-skinned woman is lying in a white negligee on white sheets in a white bed in an all-white room, and she's singing this funny song about how she's too black and the lighter-skinned gals get all the guys. That'll be pretty cute, right? When the lyricist politely demurred, Schultz pinned him to the wall, pulled out his gun, and put it to Razaf's head. "You'll write it," he said, "or you'll never write anything again." Razaf and Waller decided to subvert the assignment. On opening night, there was Edith Wilson on a set more or less as ordered up by the gangster, and the early lines of the song, "Browns and yellers all have fellas, gentlemen prefer them light," certainly drew the laughs Schultz had predicted. But as the song went on, it became clear, both in the mournful melody and the lyrics, that Waller and Razaf had enlarged the subject profoundly. Louis Armstrong made an unsparing recording.
All empty beds, springtime has led, feel like old Ned, wish I was dead. All my life through, I've been so black and blue. Even the mouse ran from my house. They laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do then to be so black and blue? Oh, I'm white inside, but that don't help my case. Cause I can't hide. What is it, my how will it end? Ain't got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue?
My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue? It was a remarkable song for 1929, and all the more so for Andy Razaf on the first night, with Dutch Schultz standing next to him and ready to kill him if black and blue bombed with the audience. Half a century later, in Ain't Misbehavin', the Broadway review celebrating Waller's world, it was the song the creators of the show chose to end the evening with. Yet powerful and impassioned as it is, there would be something wrong and reductive in letting it stand as the final word on its author. Andy Razaf was certainly black, and he had plenty to be blue about. The son of a prince, nephew of a queen, and grandson of one of the most eminent black Americans of his day, he suffered racism both of the small, routine, everyday kind and on a geopolitical scale, the annexation by France of the land his family had ruled as blacks with very little to be blue about. He recovered from that setback to become the most successful black lyricist the American music industry had ever seen. Keeping out of mischief now, In the Mood, the sublime Memories of You. This standard rarely gets done in full ballad treatment because the tune is so infectiously bouncy. But that wasn't how Nat King Cole heard the song.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
A song from me to you and your radio. Nat King Cole, with orchestra arranged and conducted by Gordon Jenkins. Music by Fats Waller. Words by Duke Andrea Manantena Raza Finkarefo. I see that Madagascar's current president, Andry Rajoelina, started out as a disc jockey and then became the owner of the radio and TV station. I don't know how the president feels about the restoration of Madagascar's monarchy, but I hope the disc jockey in him occasionally spins a few platters by Nat Cole and Fats Waller and Louis Armstrong in salute to his country's great gift to the world of song.
Stein's Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and produced for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin.